Welcome, East Coast Audio listeners, to another edition of the East Coast Audio Show. We're here on December 4th. Crap, I got to pay my car insurance. December 4th, 2008. We've got an Impact recap for you. I'm Travis Bryan here with my man, Bar Dre Purnell. Dre, what is going on?
I'm chilling. What's the deal? What's the deal, East Coast Audio fans?
So, another Impact. Got your opinion on it before we started. You know, your famous C grade.
Or infamous.
What about just a quick overview. What did you think of the show?
Okay, so, you know, it didn't wow me. Didn't make me want to tune into the pay-per-view any more than it did, and then I wanted to, you know, before watching. Beautiful people annoying me now, you know, all three of them, even with Q-Tip. And as Angelina loves hips, do not lessen that at all anymore. You know, I guess the main event mafia. The one thing I got, and I was going to get into it, but I might as well say it now. The one thing that I don't like about the main event mafia frontline feud is now, and it may be a point that this is happening, but the lead talkers for each group, I mean, you got the main event mafia, of course, but why are the lead spokespeople and Rhino and 3D, Team 3D? That's totally...
Well, Bubba I have no problem with, but Rhino, yeah, absolutely.
I'm just talking about the point of the matter. I'm not talking about who. I know if it's going to be somebody.
You don't mean actual capability?
No, I'm talking about just.
You don't mean actual mic skill? Right, okay, yeah. Yeah, you got a point that why did AJ and Joe get shoved aside in the last 2 weeks?
I mean, that's way worse than Sting. That's way worse than Sting being pushed aside.
No,
like
but
afterthought.
I like the fact that they acknowledged it. And then later in the show with Bubba's promo and or nine promo that he passed off to AJ, like, nah, man, like, look, you heard enough from me. I'd like to say, you know, I like that they acknowledge
that, and I remember that, but I want that to continue. Don't get me wrong, I think out of a lot of dull spots or dull things that went on in this night that only made it okay for me, I have to give it to Brother Ray. He was like the one bright spot in this show for me, in my opinion. I mean, he said something stupid earlier. He said something, well, I didn't get, one thing he said, well, I'll get to it when we started. But, you know, I liked him, and I liked the ODB's angle. Because I thought it was pretty funny, the little back and forth they were going. And as far as the wrestling goes, and I like, to be honest with you, and I know you probably disagree, but I like the whole Bear Money skit throughout the night.
Yeah, I didn't like the first. I didn't like how they got to it, but
I didn't like how they got to it either.
I didn't like the beginning, and I didn't like the end. But I think out of the four segments, maybe three, the middle two or the middle one,
were good.
I liked. Yeah, but it was pretty predictable. Like they're going to turn on the guy. I mean, that's just obvious. We'll get to that. We can actually jump right into it. So we got the show opening with Team 3D in the back, pumping up the front line and giving them, the hard sell about, just everything, like an overview of what's been going on. And,
They're trying to hold you down. You know, they're trying to keep you from shining. You're the future of the company. You know, Rhino.
Right.
Same old stuff Rhino said.
So, I mean, they all are, back there listening intently, and they were pumped up and, ready for a fight. Oh, they talked about how it starts tonight or, so we got tonight, we got Booker T versus, who is it? Booker versus Joe for the Legends title and Rhino versus Sting. Then they go, oh, before the TNA open. Then they open with the rundown, and what I just said, the Joe Booker and Rhino Sting. And then they open the show officially with Main Event Mafia showing up, hitting the ring, and all of them hitting their suits, and obviously they got something to say after last week's swerve from Team 3D. So, and the show was called, what, All Hail the Governor? I mean, if you're going to have, for that to have been in the title, you know, like, no.
Yeah, just no. I think that's the best way to explain it. No.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Like, what, is the show going to be about Sarah Palin showing up? You know, with the air quotes around it? Please. I mean, the show had a lot to it, I thought, at least in the end. It could have been a number of things. It could have been two other themes. You know, it starts tonight. That was the theme. You know, I just thought of that right off the top of the head. It starts tonight. Or have no title, which is probably better. But MEM to the ring. Nash grabs, gets on the mic. He cuts on Team 3D, you know, so for swerving him.
Nash is the proverbial Rocky Lavoe of the men's division now. Like, I guess it's good because he can curse all the damn time now.
Yeah.
Notice that, you know, but now all of a sudden he's a residential, you know, cursor of the whole, you know, of the Main Event Mafia.